Welcome to this week's Beverage Chronicles, the show where every pour tells a story. I'm your host, Gary Monteroso. My co-host, Michelle Lamb, is on assignment this week. She'll be back shortly. Each week on Beverage Chronicles, we bring you the latest beverage news from around the corner and around the globe, whether we're talking about beer, wine, spirits, coffee, or some of the latest zero-proof trends. We are here to keep you informed. We're not just about the headlines. We're here to help you make smarter choices. From insider buying tips to budget-friendly recommendations and seasonal must-tries, our goal is to guide you through the ever-growing world of drinks with confidence and curiosity. So settle in, raise a glass, and join us as we explore the stories, the people, and the flavors shaping today's beverage landscape. This is Beverage Chronicles. Let's get started. And as we're getting pretty much into the holiday season, what's the weather been like for you? Our studio here is based in southern New Jersey. We normally don't get our first snowfall until right around the end of the year, sometime between, I'm going to say, December 19th and about the 23rd. But it has been cold, and there has been episodes of snow here in the Garden State, and it makes me wonder what kind of winter we're going to be having this year. And I know some of you people in certain parts of the country have already been hammered with some very, very nasty storms. So, you know, we hope you stay safe, stay bundled, and enjoy this episode of Beverage Chronicles and whatever you like listening to. Just stay well. We need you. We want you here with us every week. And we're going to be introducing a new contributor to our show. We hope to have this person on again, but this is his debut episode. So I want to introduce Jeffrey House. He is a British-born American beverage marketer, importer, and cider pioneer recognized for his significant contributions in introducing British and Belgian ales to the United States, exporting California wines to Europe during the 1980s, and founding Ace Cider, one of the first modern craft cider companies in the U.S. You know, and looking back, Ace is probably the first cider that I've ever had, and it was delicious and still is. House is acknowledged for creating several innovative cider styles and for his role in popularizing fruit-forward cider within the American market. Back in 1980, Mr. House established Thames America, which is an import-export firm that became one of the first U.S. importers of British ales, like Fuller's ESB, as well as certain Belgian beers. The company also played a very important role in exporting Sonoma County wines to the United Kingdom and was among the pioneers to showcase Sonoma wines at the London Wine Fair in 1981. In 1993, Jeffrey House founded Ace Cider in California, marking the establishment of one of the earliest modern craft cideries in the United States. He is often referenced as one of the first U.S. cider producers to popularize, as I said, these fruit-forward and flavored cider styles, significantly contributing to the growth of the category in the early 21st century. Additionally, House is recognized for his extensive involvement across various beverage segments, beer, wine, and cider, over several decades, a rare path in the industry. He's also the author of The Cider King, How I Aced It. So here's a segment we have from Jeffrey House. Hope you enjoy.
For the last 100 years or so, America primarily produced beer, wine, or spirits, while cider remained a minor player. Once a favorite in colonial America, cider eventually faded from popularity, overshadowed by the expansive growth of the beer industry and further set back by prohibition. In recent decades, however, the growing interest in craft beverages has contributed to cider's return as a recognizable option for those exploring alternatives to mainstream drinks. Amongst the notable figures who helped bring about this shift is British-born entrepreneur Geoffrey House, founder of Ace Cider. Through a combination of thoughtful innovation, persistence in the face of industry inertia, and a long-standing appreciation for the craft, House contributed to cider's shift from a niche product to a more visible category in the US beverage scene. Geoffrey House was born and raised in England, where cider has long held cultural and historical relevance. Seeing the drink's popularity in the UK, he sensed that the US might one day be receptive to high-quality, traditional-style ciders. In 1977, House made the significant decision to relocate to the United States, eventually settling in California. His experiences in a market dominated by beer laid the groundwork for what would later become a long-term effort to introduce Americans to the kind of cider he had known back at home. Over time, House noted gradual shifts in consumer preferences and growing curiosity towards craft beverages, reinforcing his belief that cider could gain a foothold if thoughtfully introduced. In 1993, House launched Ace Cider in Sebastopol, California, a region known for its apple orchards. At the time, cider had very little visibility among US consumers, and the market was heavily skewed towards beer. Convincing distributors and retailers of cider's commercial potential proved challenging. According to House, the solution involved persistence, strategic patience, and a focus on differentiation. By offering medium, dry, refreshing ciders with flavor profiles that stood apart from overly sweet alternatives, Ace aimed to attract a more discerning craft beverage audience. Using premium ingredients and traditional production methods helped House position Ace Cider as part of the broader craft movement, which had been gaining momentum throughout the 1990s. A turning point came when Ace became the first craft cider brand to gain national distribution in the US. This was largely attributed to the release of the original pineapple cider, a first of its kind at the time, along with House's background in distributing specialty imported ales. Ace Pineapple quickly earned popularity and contributed to the emergence of fruit ciders as a subcategory. This success all made it easier for other craft cider producers to enter the market, widening the industry's scope. Ace went on to diversify its offerings with additional fruit flavors. By late 2021, just before Ace was sold to a winery group for $56 million, its production had reached 1.3 million case equivalents annually. The brand maintained steady growth during this period, reportedly expanding at approximately 20% per year. Ace was named Impact Magazine's Hot Brand of the Year for 10 consecutive years between 2011 and 2021, signaling its sustained influence in the sector. Ace Pineapple became the number one selling fruit cider in the country. Beyond his role as a business founder, House has been a vocal advocate for the cider industry. He has worked to increase visibility and representation for craft cider within the broader beverage landscape. His efforts in lobbying and industry education have influenced areas such as regulation, marketing strategy, and consumer awareness. He also mentored aspiring cider makers, sharing his knowledge to support the larger movement and opened the first cider pub and garden in the US in decades, the Ace and the Hole Pub. Through these efforts, House helped cider gain a firmer place alongside beer, wine, and spirits in the craft beverage dialogue. In addition to his work in the industry, House authored The Cider King, How I Aced It, an autobiography that offers an inside look into his journey. The book goes beyond standard business storytelling. It delves into the personal highs and lows of entrepreneurship, including the emotional and mental demands of building something from the ground up. Readers are offered reflections on resilience, ambition, and the psychological complexities of leadership, making the book a resource not only for beverage enthusiasts, but also for aspiring entrepreneurs. It captures the broader narrative of immigration, adaptation, and navigating new cultural and economic landscapes. More information is available at ciderking.net. House's contributions to beverage culture span multiple dimensions. Over the past four decades, he has played a role in expanding the visibility and appeal of craft cider across the US. While Ace Cider is often the focal point of his achievements, his broader influence has helped shape a growing 2 billion cider market. There are now more than 1,000 cideries operating in the US, a sign of the category's ongoing development. Many in the industry believe cider has room to grow even further, driven by changing tastes and a renewed interest in regional and artisanal beverages. While House's legacy will be remembered in both pioneering California wine exporting and specialty beer importing, his lasting imprint may well remain in the cider sector. From humble beginnings to national recognition, his story reflects both the potential of a market once overlooked and the enduring impact of a well-timed vision. To many, House represents a bridge between traditional European cider heritage and a modern American craft renaissance.
And that was Jeffrey House. Thank you so much for that report, and I hope to have you back again real soon. Before we close this week's episode, I did get an email a couple weeks ago, someone asking whether dark-colored beers truly are stronger than light ones. And the answer to that is it's not necessarily true, because the color of a beer does not determine its alcohol strength. Beer color comes from the type of malts that are used. The darker roasted malts create darker beers. Lighter malts produce paler beers. The alcohol content depends on how much fermentable sugar is in the raw beer, which is called wort, and how much of it the yeast converts to alcohol. Think, for example, of Guinness, which is a dark stout. It's only about 4 or 4.2% alcohol by volume, which is lighter than many pale ales. So I hope that helps answer your question. And that's it for this week's episode of Beverage Chronicles. I'm Gary Monterosa. Thanks for joining us. We are very happy to say that we have been syndicated. We have syndicated the show. We're now available worldwide. So you can catch us if you want to hear the show again. You can catch us on, my goodness, almost every podcast platform available, both in the U.S. and also overseas. And of course, you can always go to our website at beveragechronicles.com. That's it, everyone. See you next week.